Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, man, you already know what the fuck it is. This is Timbo, PSA Radio, man. Happy holidays. Salute everyone, man, forever listening and supporting and shit like that. You already know what the fuck it is. But we got to get down to business. We got shit drop. I'm here joined with my fucking brother Dre right here, man. Three Letter Man, what's good, man?
Man, it's your boy Three Letter Man, man. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. Me and my bro Timbo, Three Letters, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. What's good, Timbo? Let's get right into this shit.
Let's get into the nitty gritty, bro. Smack URL release DNA versus Tay Rock on Christmas Day yesterday. Everybody, I'm sure, dropped what they were doing to go watch it. So we've had a day to really soak the battle in as far as watch it numerous times, do whatever we need to do and everything like that. So with that said, we got to do the review on it, what we think. Now, before we start this, and this is something right. that we talked about, but when the event was happening, when it was Summer Madness 4, Dre, how many people, or how many unanimous, you know, it was all unanimous that we saw that K-Rock bodied DNA. Bodied.
Timbo, that's all I saw on Twitter.
That's it.
When they popped off. All I kept saying was DNA getting bodies, 3-zip, Tay Rock got him the fuck up out of here. This is ugly. Yep. Niggas even told me they don't even know, Dre, if DNA could bounce back from this, Timbo. Those are those kind of conversations. And, Timbo, when we watch the game tapes, it's a totally different thing, isn't it, my G?
Yep. Totally different. Totally different. There's people saying DNA won.
That is true. I'm seeing a couple people saying DNA 1 is very debatable. It's not a 3-0. Even if you think Rock 1, it's a 2-1, in my opinion. Hear this to me, Timbo. Before we get into our recap, how we do, this is how I had it. I had round 1, right? I thought that was the closest round of the whole battle.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I gave round 1 to Tay Rock. But I edged it to Tay Rock. You feel me?
Yeah.
Round 2 now, I clearly gave that shit a DNA. Like, clearly. Like, to me, if there was a round that who clearly won, I give DNA round 2. And I thought Rock clearly won round 3. You feel me?
Yep.
How'd you have it? How'd you have the score before we go into our recap?
I had the same thing, man. I mean, you know, I watched it. I didn't really give my prediction until... my thoughts on who won after I watched it about two or three times, and I had Rock winning 2-1, but there was a lot of gas material, Dre.
We'll get into that.
So I had Rock winning 2-1 though. I thought it was a 2-1. It was not a 3-0 to me. But like I said, man, there's people that make their case of DNA. Shout out to, you know, Chris Unbiased and the Unbiased Review Group. And they have a poll on there. And there's 108 votes. 60 of them are for DNA. 48 for Rock.
That's why I say,
people
you know,
think
at the event.
Yeah.
You know what it is? And I'm going to get into this, man. Let's start from the jump. DNA, my nigga, only thing I ask you to do next time is that small, smeaty shirt you had on, my dude. Let's not rock that ever again, my dude. And DNA, another thing, man. For the new year in 2015, I want you to go to the gym and do some crunches and dips, my nigga. You got to get the gut out, you know what I mean? DNA set it off, Timbo. The Vine little clips line, that was cool. Tell Murder he's still a bitch because I ain't even want Tay-Tay. I was hoping that Mook get wild since he didn't get. I got to practice what Rock like a shoot-around. That was cool. DNA had aggression and shit. How y'all think this nigga Rock Raw when all he do is bring SmackDown? Now, hold on. When I heard that line, I thought about Sue Surf's line, Raw Rock trying to get SmackDown.
Am
I reaching?
Yeah.
Am I reaching on that? Because I thought, yo, the first person that came to my mind was Sue Surf, Timbo. I got to keep it a buck. I was like, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I think they go, though. I don't think DNA did that.
Okay. All right. Well, you said...
But I get what you mean. It came to mind, too.
You said, heard you were snitching in Baltimore telling niggas about crack vials. So for singing on the wire, I'm going to show you what my Mac wild. Cool. Mm. I carry a cannon. I make a couple split. The jazz, the rap, a hammer, that means nothing but big heads. You know, I like when he said, don't you notice, he says, that's light. So he blinded from it. Mm. He kind of planted that seed. Yeah, he planted the seed to let it, you know what I'm saying? Because people do say Rock, with all the aggression that he has, some bars are questionable, Rock. I got to keep it a stack in this particular battle. And Timbo, how come when the nigga DNA did his slogan, get the fuck out of here, did you look at Smack's face looking like, yeah, DNA, whatever, whatever. He even said, Timbo, and I quote, that was cute. Like, to me, Timbo, DNA was battling K-Rock, Cave Gang, Dot Mob, niggas in the crowd, and Smack.
Yep.
All in the same fucking breath, my G. You feel me?
Yep.
So, round one, DNA shit was cool. Round one, K-Rock, I pistol whip him. Had to relearn everything and be babysitted. That was cool. If I got beef, he's marinating in it. Cool. You should have thought out the box. Now I'm going to place you in it. That was cool. Suck my dick. Fuck your click. Red beam on your lip. Looking like a red cherry on a cigarette. That was all right. Now, here's some line, Timbo, that baffled me with the crowd. This nigga K-Rock said, and I quote, Gunbar King, don't claim that. That's not your style. Rock is foul. I shoot up your building. Hope I shoot a child. And the crowd goes crazy. So y'all are going crazy over this nigga saying he's going to shoot a child? Let me repeat this again. He said, Gunbar King, don't claim that. That's not your style. Rock is foul. I shoot up your building and hope I shot a child.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd goes crazy, Timbo, and I'm sitting there in front of the screen like,
Am I missing something? You know what? I think it was just more of the delivery of that. You know, we have a lot of people talking about kids and shit. You remember Hitman said, I'll hold your daughter off of the boat. Tell him, Sergio,
but that
was daddy.
Cool when Hitman said that, though. That, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not co-signing shooting the child. We're not co. We got kids, first of all. But if we don't battle that, all gloves are off, Timbo. If you don't
go down and say
some real cold shit, I'm like, damn, that's some real cold shit, Rock.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the only reason, I personally think that bar is heavily gassed, and I agree with what you're saying. Hitman said it in a dope way, but that bar was extremely gassed. Yo, they wouldn't even let him rap, bro. Like, they made him stop and bring it back. Shoot up your block and hope I shot a child.
Timbo. And then you got the Cave Gang cats sitting there going crazy. Dan Bars rubbing on stage and all this shit here, this, that, and the third. The can come out and the shirt lift like I'm shoplifting. Like, I just feel like I've heard that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard that before. So I'm just like, you know, that line, the sea walking, I'm not cripping. The car going crazy and I'm confused.
I'm not
going to
lie.
I'm
not going to lie. Rock's best shit was his ending of his first round.
Facts.
Right?
Facts. And
there's
I'm going to let you do that voice
stream.
That you do. That was hard.
He said,
now,
this motherfucker
now,
said, how you dare
there,
you?
Before you go there,
I
did like a line leading into that. He said, Smack told me to take Eric's life. Now I got to do
Eric's
wrong.
Oh, that
wrong.
Eric
I'm
Wright
trying
bar
to send him
crazy.
To Eric Wright.
That
shit was hard.
Yeah.
That,
that was
shit
dope.
Was hard, Timbo.
That was
you know,
dope.
Fuck a
that
drive
was
by.
Dope.
I walk up and leave the driver waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knock DNA out of DNA with the what I got in my hand or some shit like that. Now, going to the part that you like, Timbo, because you do it better than I do. The slogan at the end.
Said,
what did Rock say to the people?
All right. This is what he said at the end. He said, no, get your kicks the fuck out of here. And then he said, I already bothered to do that right for you. Get clips the fuck out of here. How the fuck you going to sit here and diss my dude Smack and say, get Smack the fuck out of here? If I was Smack, I would stand back and say, you ain't getting paid. You have a half shun to get your ass the fuck out of here. Come on, man. That was the best.
I'm not
going to
front,
his...
yo. That's the one that shit three times. I ain't even
I had
lie,
to.
Bro.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. That was the best part on the trailer, too. Like, on the Superman Sport recap. But get your ass the fuck out of here. He killed that shit. That was my favorite part.
I can't lie. So round one, I gave it to Taylor and Timo in round one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Round two, DNA facing Smack is your man. Something about the trailer, he said, and he booed the shit out of DNA.
They did.
Oh my god! But then after they booed him, DNA kind of picked up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He said, "If you're the Gunbar King and you stay strapped, well, where was you when Mook got pistol whipped and Rex got his chain snatched? You're not king of the dots. So when I flip tops, I'm knocking off A Hat. I guess he put the leagues in there.
Yeah, that was cool.
I did like this though. He said, Cook said, whoever hate on you versus Tay, them niggas cock riding. I said, nah, they just bring in the new definition of rock climbing. That was cool.
That was tight. Yeah, I fucked with that.
But what DNA said in that second round, what touched me the most is when he said, the moment you become top 10 battle rap, everything switches. Them same fans that used to love you and cheer you, now they boo and become critics. I was like, damn, that's some real ass shit he was saying. But then DNA, you lose it sometime, my nigga, when you say recap, like Jay Black, like them kind of lines, like, you know what I'm saying? And then he starts saying lines by Rock, the shit that Rock said that's questionable in DNA's eyes. He said, oh, Tay Rock allegedly said it. Not allegedly, he did say this in a battle. I should shoot Charlie in his Wingate with this Max B. And then you heard DNA say, what the fuck is a Wingate? You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like his round two a lot, man. He got in a Rock about the calendar spelling versus Ill Will. I thought that was ill. Basically telling Rock, you say certain references and the crowd goes crazy, but if you go and rewind the footage, some shit is very questionable. He tried to go that route in round two. You get blinded by the aggression of the performance. And then I like what he said, Tay Rock don't even finish the ball, and y'all be like, "Woo, that's true, son. That is true.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I did like how he put the he replied the murder. He spelled murder and put it in the line and shit. That was tough.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite part of the second round, though, Timbo, when he said, Clip said he ain't a nigga you can go around to. I told that nigga only reason I ain't kill you before I ain't get around to. Shoot him at one. Cops ain't found the body till a round two. And since you're hype man round two, he gonna get a round two.
Round two. Like, yeah, I that shit DNA. Was tight.
That shit was flames. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was fire.
Tay Rock had the good streak, but that's the roadblock. That was cool. The proof read Dodd's line. That was cool. I thought this was DNA's best round. He had not a lot of dry spots going towards, you know, in the beginning he got booed, but towards the end he didn't get booed. So I thought that was his best round and shit.
Yep.
I gave round to DNA. So how you had it?
I gave that's the round I gave DNA also. Yep.
All right.
I thought he won that one.
So round two, Rock comes in, Timbo. This is the questionable rhymes that I got from Tay Rock, man. No shade. The nigga said, "The DNA negative nigga play with me. You won't ever live. Snub nose and long nose. You can't even tell their relatives. Eric St. John won't wreck with me. All right. Now you're going in the ER. I see St. John disrespecting me. Clips helped you, right? Check it, D. Smack on Charlie for killing Charlie again. That's double jeopardy." Niggas went crazy. I didn't really think that was super duper cold for niggas to fucking act like they're doing a fucking raid at a baseball game and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. You know, he got the gun bars. He said, "With these gun bars, I'm ill. Nigga, wait for it." Nah, Rock, I wasn't feeling that. You know, fuck a personal nigga, because I don't know about you, Bruce Leroy. I can show enough and glow about you. Like, them last dragon lines and juice bars, I don't want to hear them shits no more, man. But I did like when you said the Corona bottle line, Queens scheme, this broken bottle inside you, hospitalized in Queens, the doctor's taking pieces of Corona out of you. Ain't nothing Corona about you. You're not stopping today. You're trying to catch up. A far Rock away, that was tough, Tay Rock. I'm not even gonna lie. And then you seen DNA have his back turned, Timbo. How you feel about DNA having his back turned? I didn't really like that too much, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the whole back turning shit, and all that. Yeah, but I mean, what can he do? What the fuck can he do?
Yeah, you know, I'm confused with this line. Tay Rock said, "Your whole background phony. That's a green screen."
Yeah, well, you, with
you're
the green
phone, you're a phone guy. You're a phone guy. Help me.
No. With a green screen, you can put whatever background you want. But like, you know, in the movies and shit, they put like a some sort of scene in the background. That's how, you know, you can put whatever you want there. So when you have a green screen there, you can put whatever you want on that screen. I mean, you can make it look like you're climbing Everest when you're standing in front of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got lost.
So you can make it look
like. I got track. We ain't perfect up here. I'm glad my brother just explained that shit to me because I was fucking lost. Not going to lie to you. Then he said, we all shoot, you'll get caught under the fire. That's two revolver barrels spinning next to each other like the washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer, yeah.
That was cool. That was cool. he said, Professor, I mean, sometimes, like when he said Professor Shine called the janitor, this mess is mine, they went crazy for 15 seconds. I counted a second. Professor Shine called the janitor, this mess is mine. I'm like, y'all really going crazy over that shit? Then he said, you see where Smack at? Don't touch me. If you touch me, you getting smacked back with a back smack right to where Smack at. The wordplay is good, but I just felt like I could have done that shit back a couple years ago. Smack, back, back, back. Like, you know? Then I need somebody to explain to me, Timbo, when he talked about this D-Nanny shit. What the fuck was D-Nanny? What does that mean?
I have no idea, bro.
I'm lost. I'm sorry. That D-Nanny
that was terrible. Terrible.
And going into the third round, DNA rebuttal that. Y'all going to let him get away with D-Nanny and shit and change it to NY the way y'all like it? He even played on that. Third round, DNA, oh, man, this was just tough, DNA. He went into a let's play a game call, who took another nigga's style, and guess who the contestant is? He went the whole angle saying that Tay-Rock took some surf style. Is there any merit behind that? Do you agree with that? That Rock kind of, I don't want to say swagger jacking, is that what DNA trying to tell us out here, that he kind of took surf style? Is there any truth behind that, in your opinion?
I don't know about all that.
Or is that a reach?
I think that's a dot right there, bro.
That's a little
bit of
a reach. Okay, so we're going to say
it's a little bit of
a dot. That's a dot. The crowd wasn't trying to hear him, Timbo. You seen it, man. The boo birds is coming out. The nigga said, I should start spitting nouns since y'all booing me for the verbs. DNA, come on, man. What the fuck is that, my nigga? I should start spitting nouns since y'all booing me for the verbs? My nigga, what are you doing? Man, I'm not trying to hear that. I mean, you had a great second round. You let these fans, and I can understand that shit, man. You're battling everybody in the fucking room. The fucking league owner is letting you know he don't want you to win. He might fuck with you, but I don't want you to win. You know what I'm saying? DNA pulled the speed, and he was like, DNA said, well, if y'all don't like that, man, ain't nothing I can do for y'all, man. There's nothing I can do for y'all, man. That shit like four times, Timbo. What the fuck, my nigga? This nigga blatantly said, just like Tom said, if y'all don't like that, man, there's nothing I can do for y'all, man. There's nothing I can do for y'all. So DNA looked defeated in that third round, man. Dry spot, like a dry spot. A lot of filler. Just go to Tay-Rock third round. He called DNA goofy, grind time battle rapper. He said, Shine beat you dressed like a CNA worker. DNA had his back turned once again. He got it conceded. Got it on Khan, calling him a leprechaun. Now, is that a battle you want to see? Because when we spoke to Tay-Rock a couple months ago, and, you know, conceded, called him out on Vlad TV and shit, is that a battle you want to see right now?
I wouldn't be mad at that battle.
But
I mean, what about you? Who would you have to win it?
I'll vote Tay-Rock right now. You feel me? But let's be real. The general public, we're all trying to see Tay-Rock against Hitman Holla. Let's stop playing. That's what we want to see. Tay-Rock and Hitman or Tay-Rock or Sue Surf.
Either
one.
That's all I want to see. That's
pick your poison. So
that's
he got it conceded, and Rock, he said, you look like a snitch. I know the deal. You the reason there's a million niggas locked up right now, and I know it's real. You can ask every killer that's been inside that holding cell. They all going to say that DNA... Shit, DNA's the reason you go to jail. And the cats went crazy once again. Because DNA allegedly is a person that snitch on niggas. And niggas go crazy. I mean, there's no... DNA's not really a street dude. So I don't really see no merit behind it. I'm just at the crowd. Like, y'all niggas were really... I don't know, man. I fuck with Tay-Rock. Not gonna fuck with... I'm just being real here on PSA Radio. These lines that I'm reading, I look at them and I'm like, and then the crowd is crazy. It's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Then he said, you'll get Raheem if I give the cue. He'll ditch you still in the alley like Bishop and Juice. We still doing Juice lines in 2014. Niggas going crazy. I don't know, bro. I got K-Rock 2-1 in a close battle. This is not a fucking body bag. Miss me with that shit. Two niggas that I spoke to and I seen on Twitter told me DNA won this. So it's not a clear win, in my opinion. Timbo just got the polls or what's going on here. So, 2-1, but I got to say that first round is very debatable, my G. Very.
I got it 2-1, man. And like I said, DNA with the second round, but that first round is debatable. They both went, DNA went off. They both did good, but I just feel like Rock shit was gassed a little more than DNA's.
It was.
And it kind of fucks it up, man. It kind of fucks it up with the crowd.
Oh, big time. The crowd definitely fucked it up, bro. They fucked it up big time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because DNA is sitting there looking discombobulated, but DNA, I know you're not going to be happy looking at that third round, bro. He had his back turned. You could just tell he wasn't, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
This is what you signed up for, bro. This is battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. Let's salute to Smack URL. You already, man. Drop that shit.
Word.
Day.
Facts, though.
We had another battle drop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one rounder. Excuse me. And this was really actually a heavily gassed one. You know what I'm saying? Not gassed, but like it was. As a very big, highly anticipated battle to drop. We've been hearing about it. Quest McCody versus Daylight from the Power event in Detroit. Now, you got a chance to fully watch it and kind of soak it in. I have not. So what did you think about it, man?
I thought this was a good game shit. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. If you'd have told me Daylight and Quest McCody had a dope-ass battle, yeah, I'd have been like, but this is a dope battle.
Yeah.
I can't lie, one-round battles, not a fan of, but both these brothers got it in. It's like Midwest Miles hosting the battle. McCody went in early, son. He set it up with the personals, saying Daylight gave everything up for battle rap. Like, Jersey Shore, I'm going to leave you flat on your ass, Snooki. I was impressed with McCody, how he just set it off and shit. And you could tell Day was respecting McCody's material because even Daylight was doing his head like, ah, that shit was hard. He had a double Dutch line. He got at Charlie Clips a little bit. He said, told Daylight he holding his ankles on some faggot shit. He said, I'm trying to lead the blind. That's how the blind closes. Like, he had wordplay. Nigga said, Kareem Abdul Mayweather, you'll catch whatever hook. I was like, damn. So he had a performance. He said, I know you a clown. Jigsaw sister. Nigga ain't really had no dry spots. I'll grab your little half-breed son. And helicopter him in the family room. Nigga said, I'll elbow your grandma in her pussy with the Randy Macho Man move. So the nigga got busy, son.
Yeah.
He got busy and shit. You know what I'm saying? And Daylight, I got to be honest, man. I was very, very impressed with Daylight, man. I get on Daylight a lot. Because I don't think a lot of times he be attacking niggas when he rapping. But, man, Daylight was saying some real cold-ass shit, bro. I mean, some real cold-ass shit. I got to give it up for Daylight. The mini line was cool. You'll get hit with the 69. Whoop, there it is. The crowd liked that shit a lot. I didn't like that. I don't want to hear whoop, there it is, 69. I didn't like all that shit. Niggas have a tall gat, said it's 8'7". He did a gun bar, gun so big line. That was dope. Yo, the crowd was fucking with Daylight, son, from top to bottom. They was fucking with Quill heavy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I got it's a close battle. I can't get mad if somebody say more. It's hard to pick a winner in a one-round battle. I can't get mad at somebody say either one won. I really can't, but Daylight is so intricate with the shit he says, man.
Yeah.
But Quest McCody was no slouch. You know what I'm saying?
Quest McCody, man.
So,
I
wish it was two
more
rounds and shit. That's all I can say.
I know, man. I know. That's how these one-rounders sometimes turn out to be, though. They're dope, and then you kind of wish that they would turn out like that, you know? They would turn out better. Turn out longer, you know what I'm saying? So, but
Yeah, man, salute Daylight Quest. I'm glad that they both came to Rhyme and shit. I got to actually get a chance to watch that and kind of break
that
down, too.
Yeah, that's a replay value battle, bro. That's a replay value one-round battle.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of one-round battles with that shit. You go, I haven't enjoyed a one-round battle like that in a long time.
Yeah. Now, before we have the guest call up, I wanted to actually talk about some news that was announced.
All right.
Dumbfounded is officially announced and battling at the King of the Dot event for Blackout 5. Dumbfounded makes his return. Days you've seen him on Grind Time, and also he's battling King of the Dot as well. He battled Kid Twist on King of the Dot, which is it's a hilarious battle, by the way. So
yeah, that was funny. I ain't gonna lie. Kid Twist got some funny bars and shit. I ain't gonna hold you
up. He got some bars, man. You know what it is? He has kind of that. You know, it's a different type of swag on the stage that say like a Clips has, or you know what I'm saying? Like somebody that with like gun bars, you know. It's a different kind of swag that they have, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still that funny shit where they get on stage and you know it's going to be dope. So, yeah, Kid Twist is nice, but Daylight, Dumbfounded, man. Dumbfounded is coming back. He hasn't battled in 5 years.
Damn, 5 year hiatus, he's coming back? Shit.
5 years.
Welcome
How do you
back,
think
God
he'll do,
it.
Man?
Oof. Well, people are going to say you're sitting on bars. You know how that goes. I don't know if
I don't know if he's sitting off
that,
bars, so I don't know if he's been thinking of battling, you know what I mean?
Mm. Was it good to have him back, though? Shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Dumbfounded is coming back. Man, what else? There was another announcement made. And it's a lot of people are upset about it. A lot of people are
What's
upset
that?
About their King of the Dot announced the next battler. They just did it a few hours ago. It's Tycoon Tax is coming back and battling. Not coming back, but you know, he's on the card to battle. Who battled he battled Shotgun Shug. Yeah, he battled Shotgun Shug. So, you know, the card is slowly stacking up. What do you still think about this card, though?
They're giving us names, but we don't know exactly who niggas is battling, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're kind of in a loop, like, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So how do you feel about this, that?
I don't have a big problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit back like I have a big issue with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the thing about me is this, and I got to think of a fan that's coming to the event. If you go to the event and you don't know who's battling, if it's somebody you don't like, you're going to have some people kind of salty. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to be kind of salty. So, you know, I ain't got a big deal with it. You know, I wonder how the people that's actually going to the event or buying tickets, how they feel. Are they just excited to be like, okay, I'm just happy to be here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm glad that people were in it. You know, we had the Hitman announced, Dumbfounded, of course.
Right.
You know, Hollahan, Kid Twist.
Hollahan's on there.
Kid Twist is coming back also. He's announced on there. You know, it's not bad, man. It's not bad.
Word. I'm looking forward to that shit. You know what I mean? Yo, check your phone, Timbo. I think the caller's calling up right now.
Yes, sir. Let's go. We got, and this is it. We got battle has been announced. Gnome 5, Charlie Clips versus Hollow the Dawn. We got the man himself on right now. PSA welcomes Charlie Clips. What's good?
Yo, what's good, fellas? What up?
What's good, man?
Good, my G?
Hey, shit, man. Everything great, man. Life is great. I'm chilling.
Word.
I bet.
Yo.
So what?
So let's start.
Good.
So let's start from the jump, my G. You are Hollow, man. What is there a specific month
a date that is, I know, is it known five officially?
Nah. They don't have one yet. We was looking at April, but it might get pushed back to May, so that's why they just put spring and just did a teaser.
Okay.
You know, because you know, the other trailer is gonna be super crazy. You know, everybody's, you know, and I say everybody, I mean everybody is excited because nobody expected to see that on the beginning of Tay Rock and DNA battle. So that,
yep,
even though you know how you know something going down, but when you see a trailer, it solidifies it, it stamps it. You know what I'm saying? So when everybody saw that, my Instagram, my Twitter, my timeline, everything is just crazy. Like in text messages, like it's wartime and shit. So we don't have a date for that. That's why they just did a teaser for it. But it's definitely a spring. It's either gonna be April or May. You know, I just want to see if Pacquiao. I want to see if Pacquiao accept Floyd challenge. And I think that would be dope. I think that would be dope to do around that time because I know Mayweather trying to get him to fight May 2nd.
Right.
So
yep.
Something a week before that or a week after, something like that, I think would be crazy because, you know what I mean, it would be great for boxing and great for battle rap at the same time. You know, me and Hollow, you know, we never ducked each other. So, you know, when I say it's the Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao boxing, I mean it's just a battle that, you know, everybody been talking about for like the past 2 years that they want to happen and it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And miraculously, you know, that's how God worked. You know, the vibes and everything come together. It's crazy that me and him decided to, you know, lock it in and say we're going to do it. And we say spring and Pacquiao and Mayweather just might fight. So it's funny how things line up. It's the energy, you know what I'm saying, that's around. And like I said, it'll be great for boxing and it'll be great for battle rap. So definitely look forward to April or May. It ain't going to go before that, and it ain't going to go after that. So one of those 2 months, and it's definitely going down.
Now, Cliff, we've spoken before. Now, you are notorious for saying, I go 70%, 80%. Now, I remember asking you this before, and you said Hollow would be one of them that you have to come 100% for when you guys battle.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, and it's not because it's just Hollow. It's just because, you know, you got to always keep it real with yourself. It's not even, you know, Hollow definitely has something to do with it, or I would just be battling myself if that's the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what it is is that my 4-2 is noisy. So I'm in a whipping shit.
Nah, good.
You know, are we good? All right. What it is this, like, certain battles make you and break you. And you know, I just did a, you know, interview with Vlad, and, you know, I was talking on there, and that's why I was saying, you know, to compare and contrast that I know a lot of people think, you know, us battle rappers feel like if it ain't URL, then it don't count. And what I was saying was this, like, fans act like we be wrong for that kind of mentality and shit. You know what I'm saying? When it is what it is. That happens in life in general. You get what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is that if you have two jobs, right, if you work at two jobs and one of them is an old job and you got a new one, you're going to motherfucking go hard for the new one because you got something to prove. You want to keep that motherfucker. You got something to prove, but the old job, you're just used to it already. You're coming in late. You know you ain't getting fired because you're just used to it. You're in the manager, super cool. You get what I'm saying? You're going there for the money. It's nothing wrong with that in life, man. And people act like it's so fucking wrong for people to think like that. So when I brought that up, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just that certain battles make you or break you. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like for example, Hollow the Don really, you know, it's not even that he lost to Joe Budden. It's just that he stunk it up against Joe Budden, and he know that. But he know that. But what it did was it didn't make him or break him. You get what I'm saying? It just was a bad performance when he should have murdered Joe or he should have just had better shit. And it wasn't that. It just didn't make him or break him against me. It's going to make them or break them. Even one of us lose clearly or get our ass whipped, it's pretty much not over, but nigga got to go to the hospital, man. You ain't die, but you got to go to the hospital and you got to get patched up. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
so
I can't play with Hollow, you know what I'm saying, or go like 50 or 70% because he's dangerous just as well. You know, I always give respect. I don't bullshit. He's dangerous as well. So, and he kind of just like me a little bit. We almost similar. In a way, you know, I got attributes where I'm better than him at, but he got attributes where he probably better than me at, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we almost the same kind of, so, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it like this, man. If I go in there and I bullshit and that nigga Hollow whip my ass or clearly beat me, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be over for my career, nothing like that. But for me,
right.
Not for the fans' mm-hmm. sake, not for nobody else's sake, but for my sake, I can't live with that. I can't live with him beating me. I can't live with Lux beating me. I can't live with Mook beating me. I just mm-hmm. it's just that's my mentality. I can't live with the battle gods or the kings, you know what I'm saying, coming to my
right.
castle and trying to knock me out my castle. Right now, I'm in my castle chilling. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hollow write me on Twitter. I don't write him. He write about me on Twitter. So niggas is coming to my castle now. Remember, I had to go to these niggas' castle and knock on the door, disrespect them, and run off. You know what I'm saying? And run back
yeah.
to my castle. Now these niggas is knocking on my castle, and I got to protect my throne. So it is what it is, man. So, you know, I can't bullshit in that battle. It's going to be crazy, man. You know, when they put them tickets up, man, everybody just get your tickets, man. I think this whole event in general, not just me and Holly, this whole event is going, battle rap is not off, you know what I'm saying? It's not off. Sometimes it looks like it's about to die and it come right back, so it's not off. But
right.
I think in terms of niggas really going at it and two big names brawling, just going at it and brawling and putting everything on the fucking line, you get what I'm saying? I think
right.
I think this battle is definitely mm-hmm. one of those type of battles.
Now, Clips, you said that y'all are very similar in styles. Obviously, y'all can both rebuttal. Y'all can both freestyle,
uh-huh.
and y'all pen game is both, you know, spectacular.
Right.
Now, is it more you looking in the man in the mirror when you see Hollow? Like, y'all got the same attributes, so you kind of like, are you on a different approach? How are you preparing to go against Hollow the Don compared to a Rex, who you know is going to keep his streak? You know what I'm saying?
See, one thing I always give credit to about Hollow, from what I studied from him, you know what I mean, since he first came in the game, he might be the most unpredictable battle rapper, you know what I'm saying, in battle rap. Because the way he rhymes, you kind of don't know what line is coming sometimes. It's like spontaneous, like he just, it's out of nowhere. And I'm not even talking about just the freestyle aspect. I mean, him actually writing his rhymes, you pretty much can't figure out the next line that's coming. That's one thing I like about him, his strengths, is he's unpredictable. To where I've been predictable, you know what I'm saying, probably 90% of my career I've been predictable, but it's like Jordan. You know the fadeaway is coming. It's Tim Hardaway. You know the crossover is coming, but you can't stop it. You get what I'm saying? So why should I change that for anybody? So that's where I would say that we're very different at. Like, I'm probably predictable. And I tell people, accept what the fuck you are. Don't run away from it. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You're getting paid top dollars. You're one of the best niggas. Why run away from what you do? Like, nigga, it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? LeBron can't cross over. He just crossed the shit out of the nigga on I think it was the Bobcats. He made the nigga fall to Pelicans, one of them teams. But other than that, if you notice, LeBron don't cross over. LeBron don't have a crossover. He in and out, and he stepped back. But that's what he does. What you going to tell him? Mm-hmm. Yo, my G, you don't got no crossover, my nigga. Okay, I know that. But I just gave you 40 and a W. So what do you want from me? You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I would say that we're not pretty much – it's not a mirror match. I wouldn't say that. We do have a lot of attributes that are similar, but we do have a lot that are not just as well. So I wouldn't really call it a mirror match. A mirror match per se, you know what I'm saying? But
no, I like it because, like you said, you guys have the attributes, you guys have the freestyle ability, you guys have the rebuttal ability also. So there's a certain unpredictability factor that comes into this battle
right.
as far as,
right.
all right, it's not just going to be complete written. These guys are going to come with rebuttals each round. That's just the way that it's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's the good part about it, Clips. You know what I'm saying? You guys have everything that embodies what we want from a battle rapper. You guys have the strong written, rebuttals, and freestyles. I think that's important. And that's not a mirror match, though. It's not a mirror match,
but we definitely have a lot of, you know, similarities, which I think is
correct.
Caused this battle. Because, you know, we actually got a potential to be the best battle, you know what I'm saying, of the year 2015, probably ever, you know, with our skill sets.
Yeah.
You know, and who we are and what we do, we definitely had that potential. You know, I pray that we both, you know, on that night that we do lock in, you know, we go to war. I just hope we both mentally, you know, ready, and we both on the top of our game more than we ever been. Because, you know, like I tell people, you know, when I first came to the game and, me and Verb battle, and, you know, what I did with Verb and what I did with Tay Rock was just straight bodies. Right. It wasn't no debatables. It wasn't nothing.
6-0.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I first came in, and what happened was I started studying numbers, and I started studying what people want. And somebody like Surf made me realize, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like Surf and the Hitman made me realize, like, hey, you know what? People kind of don't want to – people want a body, but they don't kind of want bodies no more. Niggas want classics. Because when I first came in 2009 and then in 2011, niggas loved to see their opponent get destroyed. But now niggas don't want that no more. People are paying money to see two people really go at it and have a classic so that way you can argue all day about it. Because you got to think, even when it's not debatable and somebody clearly wins, everybody still argues. So to make the argument better, it's always best for two people to come with their A game and have people torn in between who won or not. And and I would love a classic like me versus Rex is a classic body bag. That's why I said if I get a body bag, I still want a classic body bag. So I know in order for something like that to happen, I gotta be on my game. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing with you and the Rex battle, my nigga. I gotta keep it funky. When I watch that battle now, I fast forward all of Rex rounds, my G. I gotta keep it funky. I go straight to yours, my nigga. Like straight up and down. So I understand when you say classic body bag.
I'm making you still watch me at least, and that's what I'm trying to say. Where I want to destroy Hollow. Who doesn't? Hollow wants to destroy me. Who doesn't want to destroy their opponent and get the fucking win? Everybody wants that. But I would like to do it in a classic way. So what I'm trying to say is I don't want to just win. I don't want to just, you know, I wanted it to be to where if I do win, it's more like, yo, this nigga was like at the top of his game. This nigga is just amazing. This nigga is crazy. And I'm pretty sure he wants the same thing. So we both
got to
come.
You want to beat each other at their best. You want to be
at their best.
Yeah.
You always want
of
to
course.
Be somebody at their best, and that's why I apologize to the people that I did freestyle all day against and did that too. You know, I'm a man, and you know I apologize about that. I don't have to, but you know I keep it funky. You know what I mean? My fault for that because I know a lot of niggas did practice hard to go against me, and I came in there and just freestyled or whatever the case may be. It'd be other shit going on, you know, but I just leave it as it is, and I just say my fault to them type of niggas, but. Like I said, though, nobody could blame me because, you know what I'm saying? My thing is it's a part of life. You're human, and people just act like battle rap. They act like entertainers in general are not human. You get what I'm saying, nigga? We got emotions, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People pass away and things happen, and people just don't give a fuck. And you know what? And I don't blame them because as fans, you're not supposed to give a fuck. You're really only supposed to care about the work that the person put out. So I don't, you know, that don't bother me. But it's just that, like, how I look at it, like, yo, me and Hollow, we on our A game. We just got to, like, man, this battle got so much potential. And I really can't wait, to be honest with you. Like, I'm locked in, you know what I'm saying? I'm focused because, you know, when like I said, my fault once again, but it's just being real. When it counts is when it counts. When it don't, it don't. And then nobody can get mad at that.
Let me go to that right quick. Now, did you find it ironic? Because I found it ironic that when you battle Rex, he went through a situation, and then the next battle you battle was against Sharone, and you had a situation. Now, if you're Sharone, do you catch feelings in a sense like, okay, I battle arguably one of the top battle rappers in this shit, and I didn't get the 95% clip? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel Sharone got cheated in a way?
Yeah, for sure. Sharone is supposed to be mad, but I'm going to tell you what's funny. This is how the game goes. As the artist, you're supposed to be mad because you're like, yo, I worked hard. I thought I was going to have this nigga, you know what I mean, go hard, and I was going to try to kill him, you know what I'm saying, and all that. And he shows up with this type of shit. Yes, you are supposed to be mad. But this is how it goes. Sharone jumped on Twitter and said, I caught a body. I bodied them. It's over. I destroyed them. I bodied them. And I just sat back and laughed because I'm like, you niggas don't know where the body is. Nobody has caught a body in battle rap recently but me, like out of top niggas. Nobody has caught – nobody was catching bodies like that. You got to think. This is – you know, and you know me. I'm hung. I don't toot my own horn.
Right.
I don't talk cocky. So y'all already know. But just being realistic, you understand what I'm saying? Like, Herb, Rock, and Rex, my nigga, these are – these are future legends. These are niggas that a fucking top tier, like however you want to put it. So
right.
when you think about it, I know what a body is. You get what I'm saying? I have three on my resume. You know what I'm saying? I have three on my resume. You know what I'm saying? X-Factor would have been four if he didn't fucking cry all day, but I got three. I got three on my resume. So if I got three on my resume, I know what one looked like. So when Sharon was like, I caught a body, I'm like, I'm laughing to myself like, Sharon, you weren't that good as you think you were, bro. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, because you wasn't crazy. Like, you really weren't crazy. Like, you're back on point like a stegosaurus. I'm like, my nigga, like... Like, you're not crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So when I say that to say this, he thought he caught a body. So now I can't run with Sharon should be mad all the way because he thought he caught a body and he celebrated. He didn't write, I didn't get clips at his best and I'm mad about it. He said, I caught a body and he's happy. He's retweeting people
yeah.
that said he won this, that, and the third. So he got justice. He got justice.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So he shouldn't be mad because he got his justice. Now, a nigga that really cared would be like, yo, that was some bullshit. Get the fuck
right.
out of here, Clips. That's whack what you did. Organic in them is like a lot of people thought Organic in them like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't book Clips no more, or that's fucked up what he did.
Right.
But you know why Organic not mad? Because Organic know what I did. Organic knew I canceled the battle. You get what I'm saying? And the conversation me and him had is what me and him had, but just know the conversation that me and him had is what made me still fly out and put myself on the line and say, fuck it, because you know what? It's not their fault. It's just things happen in life, and I canceled. So unlike Rex, nigga, I tried to cancel. You get what I'm saying? To not do
right,
that
right.
wrong and do that to the fans. But it would have been more shit lost if I would have canceled. It would have been refunds. It would have been suing. It would have been a lot of shit going on. I said King of the Dow was going to sue me, but just fans could have just been on their
right.
back. Like, nah, we came here to see him. And he didn't show I want my money back. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to go out and do what I do. Real shit. And that's what happened. And, you know, and me and Goods was laughing because we was watching the battle. And Goods is mad and he's pissed off because he said, how the fuck do you still possibly win or really didn't lose? Like, I'm mad. Like, I wanted you to lose. You know, that's my brother. So that's how we joke. And he's watching this shit like, yo, my nigga, you are really, like, you really just won round one. Like, I'm mad. Like, how? How the fuck did you do this just now? You're evil. Get away from me. So we laughing and joking and shit. So the battle with Sharon, you know, it ain't do nothing or nothing. But that's what I mean. You get what I'm saying, Timbo and Three-Letter? It's not what we think as artists. The fans
mm-hmm.
make it this way, and they don't accept it. Niggas don't accept that they make it this way. Some fans will be like, you niggas is dead wrong for saying every battle don't count. Every battle should count, whether it's URL. But the niggas that's saying that, also, don't watch the battle 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But when it comes to a URL battle, you're watching this shit 7, 8, 9, 10 times, even when it's whack. Let's be real. Some URL battles are shaky and shitty, but we watch them shits like 5 times, even though it's
shitty.
Nah,
look, Chris, I got to keep it real. I might be built different, but I'm not watching Murder Mook and Solomon. I'm not watching Big T and fucking B-Magic. I'm not watching K-Shine and
Hold on, let me ask you, Timbo.
Not,
so you ain't watched Murder Mook and Ian Solomon at least 3 times?
At least three.
I haven't seen that battle all the way through yet. I have not seen that battle.
All right,
so
look, right. Even if you ain't see, look, watch this. Even if you ain't see it all the way through, and you watched the battle probably 2 to 3 times, you really watched it like 12 because they went 5 rounds. So
okay.
So look, 5 dookie rounds, and you still found yourself trying to watch it. But let me ask you this. How many times did you really watch me versus Sharon?
I watched it twice. I'm going to keep it a stack.
But you probably tried to watch Murder Mook and Ian Solomon, which is way worse probably because they really prepared. You know what I'm saying? I freestyle all them rounds or whatever, but they prepared for that. So what I'm trying to say is this, and this is how I said in my Vlad TV interview. I hold King of the Dot highly. Like, I have much respect for them. I know with the bullshit I did against Immaculate when I freestyled and that shit too, but that wasn't for King of the Dot. That was for somebody else, and I apologize to my homie Teddy Grizzle because he paid me and that happened, and you know that was after Rex and shit, and I should have been more prepared for that, and I went in there and freestyled, but that wasn't King of the Dot. They just picked the footage up. You get what I'm saying? So when people say I disrespect King of the Dot, I go damn. So Hollahan, Dirtbag, Dan. Motherfucking conceited, daylight. Mm. Like I just disrespected King of the Dot.
Let's keep it a little. Is it hard for you to take somebody seriously that's not on a UR brand. Let's be real. A lot of times, not saying you, a lot of dudes, the money's looking good. You get called to go to fucking Idaho and shit to back some cat and rapper number one. And you're not really, do you need motivation? Is that what it is? You need motivation? Do you need
Everybody does, man. Everybody needs motivation. You get what I'm saying? Everybody needs motivation, you know? And with me, honestly, I want to say pretty much that's what it is. It's motivation, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, if you playing a motherfucking, if you got to play the nigga, all right, right? We all know basketball get intense in the hood when niggas put money up and play in the hood.
Right.
If you put money up on the line in the hood and two niggas going at it, that bitch going to be crowded and you better win. Your block telling you, you better win, nigga. We got to get this fucking money. Let's win. But if you got to play Kobe Bryant the next day and you lose to the nigga that's the hood champion, do you really care? Or are you motivated, nigga, because you got to play Kobe tomorrow? But are you motivated on Friday? Now, imagine if Kobe wasn't playing you on Saturday. How motivated are you? You're very motivated because you got to win that battle. I got to win this basketball game. This is for the hood. This is for the rights of the block.
Right.
This is for the best nigga in basketball. But if you got Kobe the next day, nigga, you just like, nigga, all right, cool, you the man of the block. I'm about to be the man of the fucking world, nigga. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people act like there's something wrong with that.
But
you're not motivated.
But Clips, here's the thing. If I'm a small league owner, do I take my chances on big names like you, Verb, these guys who I know? Yeah, I might throw a little chin at y'all cats, but I'm not going to get the 100% battle rapper that I'm expecting when I see them on that URL platform.
Yeah, all right, look, right? My fault, I was talking to white girl.
Okay.
I didn't know you were talking to me.
Cool, what up?
Yeah, my fault. You know she was talking about food, so I had to had to cut that short for a second. That's my favorite thing. So you know what it is? It's like this, right? And I'm glad you asked me that, because watch what I tell you on this one. And I've always, like, when people ask me that, this is what I tell them, right? League owners, you know what I hate? I you want every battle to be a classic. You want everybody to perform the best of their ability, especially when you're paying them. But let's be real. For small league owners, just as well as big ones, when we come on stage and we do bullshit, what are you looking like? A lot of them are not mad. They pretend to be because they make their money back financially. As a promoter, as a sponsor, and as a CEO, your job is to just make money and build your brand. That's what your job is to do, to make money and build your brand to continue to make money as a CEO. Now, when you own a league, if you booked me and you sold the most tickets you ever sold, you got the most views that you ever got on your channel, your job was successful. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, we may have bullshit with the rapping, but that don't fall on y'all as league owners. And this is what people don't understand. They say, oh, y'all did some bullshit, but we took the heat. The league never takes the heat for that. When we come with bullshit and we perform trash or we whack or we freestyling all day, we get hit up on Twitter. We get shitted on Facebook posts. Niggas come at our heads. Nothing. It's never about the leagues. You want great footage, but let's be real. How many league owners are really getting paid off of YouTube footage besides URL and King of the Dot and Flip Top? Niggas ain't really making money off YouTube, off YouTube like that. They the only ones where footage really. Why you think URL never does pay per view? Because they footage really means something to them. That's why they don't do pay per view because they all about footage. You know what I'm saying? Small leagues. Let's be real. Y'all not getting paid like I got. I got probably 35,000 subscribers on YouTube. I got more subscribers than these leagues got. No disrespect. There's no disrespect at all. I'm just telling you numbers. So at the end of the day, you bring in a nigga that has 35,000 subscribers on his own. You get what I'm saying? Where I could probably throw a battle on my channel and get more views than on another league channel or something. So my thing is, when you pay me, come to me for numbers. You're not just paying. You're not really paying me for performance per se. Because if you were, then you know how many niggas wouldn't get booked. Daylight would never get booked again. What do you think they paying Daylight for? They paying Daylight because they know everybody's gonna come see him shit, or everybody's gonna come see him do something.
Right.
that's what niggas are gonna do. I give you an example. When we did the battle in Arizona, when me and Immaculate battled, and Daylight went against Real Deal. The owner of the league brought the nigga Daylight out and said, nigga said, yo, everybody give it up for Real Deal. Everybody clap for Real Deal. Nigga said, now, this is what everybody been waiting for. Let's give it up for the Quill. And a nigga came out with a cape and no head, man. So my whole thing is the league owner, the sponsor, brought him out like that. But there's nothing wrong with that because his whole goal was, I'm flipping this bread. I'm selling this. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. So my thing is this. If a league owner could bring somebody out like that and his job is to make money and you're paying us to make money at the door, the ticket sales and everything, then what is wrong with us having a bad night or not coming to perform all the way when your job is getting done? Now, if we come and we perform like shit, and you get motherfucking 5,000, 10,000 views, and you don't sell tickets, oh, yeah, be mad at us all the way because that's some bullshit. But if I come and I freestyle all day and I get to 100,000, look at me and Heartless. Them niggas ain't even pay me all my, you know, our problem is done with that league, though. They offered me the bread. I seen them write me on Facebook. I just ain't write them back because once you do shit like that to me, I don't fuck with you. I don't even want your money. Keep your money. Now, nigga, it's bigger than the money with me.
It's principle and morals, my nigga.
That's real, yeah.
Yeah, I got disrespected. I don't want your money now. But you know, salute to them or whatever. So they didn't even pay me all my bread. I freestyled against Heartless, right? Look at the views on there. They have probably like over 80,000 views right now, or like at 80,000 or something like that. My nigga, on me bullshit in a little small spot, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Well, me and Heartless battled at like 1:40 in the morning, my nigga, and I didn't even get paid. But look what that league did, and they benefited from it because they got like 80,000 views. So they got what they wanted. No other battle on that channel has nowhere close to what me and Heartless got, and I freestyled for 2 minutes, everything off the top, not one bar. You know what I'm saying? What came from me really like preparing. You know what I'm saying? Because the rhyme I really had, I'm not going to spit it because I don't, you know, and I'm glad I didn't because I didn't get my money. So,
well, you know, what clips, you know how it is, though. When, as fans, we're probably not going to click on the clips, Sharon battle, the clips and Hollis battle because, you know, we're not seeing as fans. Not, I'm going into fan mode now. We're not going to click on those battles and shit because those battles aren't really popping and the bars ain't. We know the clips we want to hear. And if we're not hearing that, we just going to be like, all right, clips, we fuck with you. But we just not fucking with this battle right now. We're going to wait for you, know what I'm saying? And I think that's how fans look at it. You know, fans, league owners, and battle rappers, let's be real, we're not all on the same page. Everybody got their own agenda. As fans, we just want to see good battles. We're selfish as fuck. As league owners,
and y'all supposed to be.
All the money. Right.
You're supposed to be. And y'all are supposed to be. And this is why I don't argue with fans. I don't beef with fans. They always say, oh, Clips, you make excuses. You know what I probably do? I'm probably a little too much. I probably reach out to fans too much sometimes, man.
Yeah,
and I would never want to say
you're
that.
You're very accessible.
Because my nigga, y'all know me. Y'all can text me, call me. Y'all can a fan could write me on Facebook, nigga. I might get a fan my number. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, you the best in the world.
Yeah.
I just want to holler at you. I'm that type of nigga. Like, you could reach me anytime. So sometimes it's a beautiful thing and it's great, but sometimes it's very horrible because niggas get disrespectful. Or if you tell niggas like, yo, there's a lot of shit going on with me, I'm telling y'all this because I just want y'all to know I didn't cheat the fans. I didn't do that with shit going on.
Right.
You're making excuses, saying you lost. You're making excuses. But I'm like, if you notice, Charlie never says if I win or lose. Did you notice that in the interview? I never say if I win or lost. I never do it. You don't hear me saying that I'm undefeated really out my mouth. This is what people say. So like when I did the track The GOAT, notice on the hook they call me The GOAT. Or they call me The GOAT. Or they call me The GOAT. I never said I was. I still got shit to prove before I become that. I gotta be Hollow and Lux. I gotta be Hollow Lux and Mook, or gotta be Hollow and Lux, or gotta be Mook and Lux, however you wanna put that order. I'm not stupid and I'm not naive. I know what I gotta do. You get what I'm saying? Like nigga, it's like four of us. Rex was one of the people. I got him out of there. That's one. I'm one step at a time and Hollow next. So, you know, but you know, the people that should always be mad are the fans that definitely paid money to the live event. They should definitely always be mad when we don't.
Right.
You know, that's the people that should always be mad that pay their money to specifically see you and you come with that bullshit. That's why in Canada, I can understand. Yo, Canada love me so much. You understand what I'm saying? I love Canada, man. Like they show so much fucking love. Like, that's like my second home out there, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know that. You know what I'm saying? And out of all these performances of King of the Dot, I probably had one shaky night. And it wasn't even me prepared. It was me freestyling. And I tried to cancel to not disrespect them. You get what I'm saying? So, you know how people say, yo, if you're going through something, cancel the battle. I tried. I actually did.
Right.
But I couldn't leave niggas stranded like that, man, the man that I am. So I still showed up. But, you know, you know, when the battle is on and the battle count and it is what it is, I'm just like a different person. So, you know, just get ready for Charlie Clips versus Hollow the Don, spring 2015, man, and we gonna get a war. And you know, big shout out to King of the Dot once again, because even in my Vlad TV interview, like I said, I hold them high in the game, my nigga. They're number one in Canada, but they number two to me across the world when it comes to production, comes to business. They, you know what I'm saying? They like number one in the business department. Them and URL is like number one. I fuck with them, even though we had our differences before. But, you know what I'm saying, URL is family. You get what I'm saying? We have our ups and downs, but niggas know already, man. If it ain't on URL, it pretty much don't. You know what I'm saying? If you fighting on Cinemax, nobody ain't going to watch it. But if you fighting on HBO and Showtime, it's different. Floyd on Showtime. Floyd not on HBO. I dare a nigga on HBO to come to fight when Floyd fight on Showtime.
Right.
Imagine that. Imagine another nigga trying to fight the same night Floyd fighting on Showtime on HBO.
Yeah.
Who you think gonna motherfucker get the best rating?
I feel you. Cliff,
really quick.
Yeah.
So after your battle with Hollow, when is you and Joel scheduled to go down, or
that's a funny question. You funny for that, man. Nah, you know, I would definitely break the news if I knew. It keeps seeming like it's something that's gonna happen, but I'm the type of person, man. I'm a gambler, man, and I play roulette all day, and I keep thinking my motherfucking number is coming, and that shit don't come. So when it comes to my hopes, I don't get my hopes up. I don't get excited. You know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing. Hollow voice. I'm not excited. I don't know when that shit is going to happen. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they keep saying it's something that seems like it's going to. And if it's going me and Joel are going to have fun. Oh, yeah, we're going to do a lot of talking. So if it goes down, it's going to be something that's going to be, I think, out of the celebrity battles, you know, not let me say celebrity, because we're celebrities too. As the mainstream, mainstream artists come to our world, I don't think nobody has got the shit beat out of them. You see what I'm saying? Nobody has got the shit beat out of them. Cash wasn't crazy, but he looked good against Disaster. He did good. He did very good. Wasn't crazy, but he did very good for 12 years old. He did very good.
Right.
You know what I mean? His next battle is where we'll really judge him. You know what I'm saying? But he did very good. Cannabis did very bad from what he did. Did definitely beat him. You know what I'm saying? Did very bad. But you didn't really get a chance to hear him rhyme, really. Like, it wasn't really him rapping. It was a circus show. So I don't know. And then you got Joe Buttons was doing very good until he put the microphone down. So what I'm trying to say is none of them really came in and went crazy. And I'm not saying Joel is going to do that. But what I'm saying is Joel is a rapper's rapper, and we can't never forget that.
Right.
We can't never forget that. He raps in a battle form. You get what I'm saying? And that's why Joe did I, because Joe rapped his whole life in a battle form. Joe became a better artist as he got older. Now he makes love songs and songs that are very conceptual. But remember, I blew trial like Crip in court, all these punchlines he used to spit, nigga, when I was in high school. So Joe Budden's always been in a battle rap form. Joel Ortiz raps in a battle rap form. Shit, Royce used to always rap in a battle rap form. He changed recently, too. So these niggas became artists and changed, but let's not forget, they're actually real rappers. And when you go against real rappers, you can't just think that they're not going to do nothing. Like, so if me and Joel go at it, it'll be what it is. But if we do, I can't wait. But if it don't, it won't make me or break me neither. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully it do. But if it don't, so be it, man. You know what I'm saying? We on to the next one.
Right.
Yo, Clips.
Yeah.
What's your take on – I know you're in the building for DNA and Tay-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Was yesterday on camera?
Yeah. I watched it for the first time. I watched it two times. I watched it. I went in eight. And then I came back and watched it again. You got to get your second assessment in. You got to put food in your stomach. You watch a battle on an empty stomach. You don't, your mind, be, you know, you hear shit like D-Nanny, and you don't know if it's crazy or not. So let me go eat, get my mind full, and come back and make sure D-Nanny is D-Nanny or am I bugging.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in a building, I couldn't call it, and I was keeping it real when people asked me. You know, they think I was being biased because DNA is my brother. But what happened was I was getting all my niggas in, so I missed round one. You know what I'm saying? I missed round one. I walked in, actually, get your ass the fuck out of here, son. You know what I'm saying? That was fire when I was there live. It's still fire now on camera, but I'm saying that's what I caught. I walked in on that. I missed. I walked in on that. I caught round two, which DNA won to me in the building just as well. You know what I'm saying? He won that to me in the building. I caught round two, and then round three, I had to start mentally going over some bars for Rex, and I had to go to the dressing room. So I didn't get a chance to catch my brother's third and K-Rock's third. And K-Rock, you know what I'm saying, beat DNA up in the third round. You know what I'm saying? He beat D up in the third. D got the second. And I pretty much think D got the first. But like I told DNA when I spoke to him, I think D won one and two because I think Rock definitely beat him up in round three, but he didn't murder him. It was more so a DNA letting the crowd get to him. And as a veteran, as a top tier and a future legend, I always told him, you cannot do that in this game. You cannot do that. You make the motherfuckers love you, and you make them respect you even when they don't. You get what I'm saying? You make them do that. Because you, sometimes you'll slip up. You know what I'm saying? You seen, like, when I was freestyling, I was doing what card is that, a smack card, and they ain't react to that is because my whole energy was down. See, people pick up on energy and vibes. That's what battlers don't understand. It's not what you say, but it's how you present that shit to the people. And they pick up on vibes. And when your vibe is off, they vibe is off because they can't get with you. You get what I'm saying? So, like, in King of the Dot, when me and him was doing what card is that, it's a smack card. Remember, I was like, damn, y'all don't fuck with that? They even got me to say that, and I shouldn't have said that. The veteran that I am, and you know what I mean, the leader that I am, I shouldn't have stopped and asked that. You get what I'm saying? So, so you know, yo, if I lose service, that's my fault because I'm going under this shit. I don't know. I might not though.
Clips, real quick. Last question for you before you cut off. Who's battler of the year to you?
All right, in terms of the last question, DNA beat Tay Rock, but if somebody say Tay Rock won, I won't argue that at all. To this one, it's funny, man. It's funny. I'm going to tell you what's funny. I had some great – remember, I had Conceited, Hitman, Tay Rock.
Daylight.
Yo, pretty much classics at first. And then I had some bad ones, real bad ones, and then I had a body. And then I had two not too good performances against Illmac and Sharon. So I think I you know, if you wanted to let me win, I'm so grateful for that. But if I don't, I also understand because niggas voted me to win last year. But Danny Myers, he had the most battles too, but he didn't win a lot of them. That's the funny part.
Right.
It's like me and Danny didn't win pretty much all of our battles to the people. So I don't know who the fuck it is. I don't know who you would give it to. I caught the biggest body, and I have the most classics this year. Regardless whether I had bad performances or not, by body Rex, and then I had classics, which is not really crazy classics with Conceited and Hitman, but I think that was due to because Hitman was a classic live, but it wasn't on camera due to the Bobby Brown prerogative mics. We didn't have a classic.
Yeah,
that.
Was the footage
and everything took away from our shit because our shit was crazy, but it took it away.
Oh, so
I accept that. And me and Colin was kind of too friendly, so I can understand if people feel that. But you can't say that Daylight and the Tay Rock battles wasn't classics. So let's just say
those in the fire, flame.
Yeah,
flame,
let's say I had
flame.
Two classics and a body bag. Mm-hmm. Who else had that this year? So I would say if I win, salute. That's like 2 years in a row. Niggas think I won. But if I don't win, I'm not mad neither. I don't know who else should get it, though. I don't know who else put in work. It's not even about work. I don't know who else should get it. Hitman and had a fire battle. But
yeah, but they
I don't
can't
know
get that, though, Clips. They can't get that. If you battle one
no, that's what
in,
I'm saying.
You can't get in battles. You got
to, no,
you know
what
I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know who should get it, because, see, DNA was on his way to get it to me. If he would have get crazy against Tay Rock, that would have been Prez, Ill Will, and Tay Rock. He would have had to get it. You get what I'm saying? Because, remember, niggas doubted him like crazy against all three of them. So he would have got it. I know his performance wasn't spectacular, so people might say, nah, you can't get it.
Cortez,
you know what I'm saying?
Cortez has 12 battles, he said, this year when we had him on PSA. He said he had 12 battles when we spoke to me and Timbo. He said he had 12 this year alone. I think he's a nominee, but I can't get Cortez. He's just a nominee. Verb, too. Verb had a lot of battles. He's a nominee, but I don't know if I could put him in Battle of the Year talks.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of the body to work. And the niggas
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's
classic,
different. You know what's funny? If somebody would have stepped up and had not even body, just classics and straight wins and shit, they could have took that spot. But it's like this. It's kind of like if I win the MVP, because I ain't have a so great year, but everybody else didn't either.
No Big K?
Big K, don't get it. Oh no, you know what? Big K did have a great year. But I'm gonna tell you what's going. And y'all want to laugh at this shit? I'm about to tell y'all right now, because Big K is my motherfucking boy. He know that VA all day. That's my nigga. But I'm gonna tell you what's funny. You want to know why niggas won't give it to Big K?
Not on Smack.
He didn't battle on URL. And it's just being real.
Yeah, facts.
Because then think about it. If he performed better than I did in every battle that he had, well, not better than I did, but if he had more classic rounds than I had this year, why wouldn't he win it? But you know why?
Right.
Because he didn't because he wasn't on URL. Then that's why I tell people it's okay if that's how you feel, but that's why they say if it's not on URL, it don't count. Do you want to know why people would give me Battle Rapper of the Year over Danny too? Because I had a body on URL. Because remember, my classics was really with Daylight and Tay Rock, which wasn't. Daylight and Tay Rock. Tay Rock was on URL. But if that was my only classic or my only whatever, I probably wouldn't get it. But the fact that I did that and Caught a Body, remember, I got a classic with Rock, a debatable classic, whichever way you want it to go. And then I got T-Rex, who's a legend, certified legend, and shit, and did what I did. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, what you're going to say. Danny is doing great, but he's not winning, clearly. At least I have a clear win.
You know what?
Not
I agree. I agree, Clips. He might not win a lot of his battles, but Sun does have heavy replay value, though.
Heavy. And that's why I don't know what you want to give it to. Because if you got to go with, because my thing is, at least I have, because let's be real with y'all, man. Every fucking thing is debatable. People only think it's me.
Yeah.
Everything is debatable nowadays, man. Look how niggas said Rock body DNA destroyed him. Look now. It's debatable. So my thing is, everything is debatable, right? So who has clear wins this year?
There's a couple. John over Reed, Jazz over 40.
But and I agree with you on both of those. I agree. Mm. Go ahead. I definitely agree.
Bodies, that's about it, though. Clear wins.
And I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you what's funny. And I'm now watch this. All of us caught a body, except John shit wasn't a body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you want me to tell you what's the funniest shit in the world?
Mm.
What's the funniest shit in the world? All of our opponents was bad. nobody straight destroyed a nigga that was on a jab. 40 was not on her A game. Reed wasn't on his A game, and Rex wasn't on his A game. So all three of us caught a body, and don't get it twisted, because we still had to put in the work, and our performance was great. But we caught bodies off niggas that wasn't 1,000% just as well.
Okay.
So the funny thing is, who had the most spectacular performance and the best body out of all of them? And I think I would have to go with myself, because it was Rex. You get what I'm saying? 40 bars is going to be a legend when she goes. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, she's going to be a legend. Reed Dollars is already stamped in the game as a legend. It is what it is. He is stamped in the game. But
what about Mook beating Lux?
I'm going to tell you something, man. It's one thing you got to say. You want to know what? It wasn't on URL.
Ah, damn.
It's fucked up, man. You can't do that, son.
Come on, man.
Let me ask you something. How many times you watched that battle?
I watched it a couple times. I didn't watch it because it's not on URL. I didn't watch it because Lux is trash. Like, let me show you. I watched Lux and Hollow, and that was on UW. Heavy. I watched you and Daylight, and that was on King of the Dot.
Right. What I'm saying is this. This is Lux and Mook we talking about, nigga. It don't matter what platform they in. You're supposed to watch that 27 times like you did when they battled in the clothing store. You watch shit a million times. Ain't no nigga in this world that watched that shit only 5 times. Everybody in this world watched that shit probably like 8 to 10 times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And because the caliber of artists that they are. You get what I'm saying? It's just certain battles you're just going to watch a million times. Just like Ayan Solomon and Mook stunk it up in terms of their battle. But and it's a battle that you should only watch once in your life, but you still end up watching it three. You know what I'm saying? You still end up watching it three times.
Right.
So what I say is to say this. If Lux and Mook, because I ain't gonna lie, I love Total Slaughter. Royce know that. Like, I love the Total Slaughter stage. So if But I'm just saying, you want to know what it's really about? It's just about the essence. Certain battles don't belong in certain places, and it's nothing
That's
wrong
true.
With that. Why would I would never – smacking them can never get me to battle Pat Stay on King of the on URL. Hell no. I, you know what I tell them? I tell them, not Organic got to get that. Organic got to get that. We can't do this on URL. Organic got to get this battle. King of the Dot, you got to y'all got to get this. You know why? Because I know where it belongs at. You get what I'm saying? It belongs on that platform. We're not going to do it over there. So my thing is, certain platforms is not for certain battles that you shouldn't have. Me and Daylight probably would have stunk it up on URL. You get what I'm saying? It would have stunk it up, probably. But our battle became a classic because of where we did it in L.A., King of the Dot. You get what I'm saying? That's where we did it at. You know what I'm saying? Me and Tay-Rock wasn't good. If it wasn't Lions Den, it was URL because that's who URL picked up from Lions Den when they got back. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just, yeah.
Yo, man, we've come for a little time, man. Yo, we appreciate you coming on the show, my D. Yo, before you go, can we just get a plug for PSA Radio right quick, man?
Yeah. You already know, man. PSA Radio, it's your boy Charlie Clips, man. You know I fuck with my niggas all day, man. I appreciate y'all, you know, wanting me to call up. We're about to go to war with Hollow the Don. You know what I'm saying? We're about to go to war. So get ready, man. You already know what it is, man. Three-letter Timbo, my niggas. Y'all stay up, man. Holler at your boy. And we definitely do this again, man, you know, a little bit later next year.
Peace. You already, Charlie, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man. We appreciate you, brother.
All love, my nigga.
Salute.
All love.
You already.
RG.
All right.
Yo, salute to Clips for coming on, man. Yo. Yep.